Well, of course, it's been tough times for everybody during the lockdown, but as we know, youngsters and vulnerable people are also really suffering, none more so than the people who are looked after at CHS's Railway House project. Michelle Davis, who's the manager at Railway House, is on the line. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
How's things going since we last spoke?
Yeah, it's been a really difficult few months, actually, at Railway House. I think our young people really struggled with the lockdown and anxiety. A lot of them already have a lot of anxiety, so they did find that summer really difficult. But now, of course, all of the colleges are back and they're back into some kind of structure and routine, so that's really helped people feel more settled.
Oh, that's excellent. I mean, when the government talk about this, then everyone's going, well, you should shut the schools again, you should shut the colleges. It's that mental impact on the youngsters, though, isn't it? They need this.
They do. Yeah, they really do benefit from getting out of the house and seeing their friends and just having something to get up for in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't believe we're here again, that it's that time of year that you do your shoebox appeal. Now, for those who don't know, what's the thinking behind the shoebox appeal? Tell us about it.
Well, what it's all about is we realise that several of our residents, quite a lot of our residents, obviously they're with us because they don't particularly have a good relationship with their family, most of them. Something's gone wrong at home. They found themselves homeless and they live at Railway House. Otherwise, they would be homeless. Mm. So because of that, either they don't have families or their relationships aren't very good. A lot of them weren't getting any Christmas presents, we realised. So last year we launched our shoebox appeal and it was amazing, actually. We were really blown away by people's generosity. People filled a shoebox or a gift bag with lots of little things, kind of stocking fillery type things, and we were able to distribute those to our residents and around the county, really. So it just meant that everybody had at least something to open on Christmas Day.
And that really does make a huge connection. And I guess this year, again, it's going to be really tough, isn't it, Christmas for these kids? Oh, it's going to be tough for everybody, I know, but it's going to be tough for the kids.
That's right. And I think it's not just, I mean, the material gifts are absolutely lovely. Of course they are. But more importantly, I think, is the fact that they realise that people care about them because they're quite often a bit sort of forgotten, really, in society. So to have, you know, like some last year people were saying, what, somebody's packed this for me? You know, it was really quite emotional, to be honest, giving them out.
Now let's talk about this, because as you say, it's stocking filler type stuff, but we want people to put some thought into it, don't we? If you're going to do a shoebox, it's putting the thought in.
Yeah, well, at Railway House we have young people who are aged 16 to 25, so obviously teenagers aren't the easiest to buy for sometimes, but everybody likes nice little sweets and chocolates and biscuits and things. Everybody likes getting smellies and, you know, new and unopened toiletries. People always like getting things like gloves and scarves and hats and jumpers and that kind of thing. Gift cards always go down well for supermarkets and coffee shops and that sort of thing. Just lots of little things that you might put in your own young person's Christmas stocking will be the kind of things that our residents will love. I should also say that we have other services as well. So we've got a service which supports women with mental health issues. We've got a service which supports young parents and their babies, and one which supports people with learning disabilities and autistic spectrum conditions. So, though, you know, things that those people would like, and actually the things that I described are quite universal. I think everybody loves chocolates and stuff.
Sure.
And, yeah.
All right. Now, last year when you did this appeal, you were, it's fair to say, blown away, weren't you?
Absolutely. It was incredible. I was really, really touched. The people of Cambridge and Cambridgeshire were so generous and kind. We received over 200 boxes. So we weren't just able to deliver a box to each of our own clients, but also to distribute them to other services in Cambridge so that their clients could also have a Christmas present. It was brilliant.
Fantastic. All right. So what's the story and when do you need these by? How do people get them to you? What's the time frames here?
Well, there's two ways of doing it, obviously, because this year we've got COVID to contend with, as well as everything else. So as last year, we'll be accepting shoeboxes from people. People can hand them in to us in person, either at Railway House, which is on Mill Road, or our service at 82 Russell Street, that's in Cambridge too, or at our head office in Histon.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the Histon one, it's only Monday and Thursday mornings that they're able to take the boxes, but for the rest of them, it's any time. So that people can come. Obviously, staff will be wearing PPE, we'll be keeping COVID safe, and we'll quarantine the boxes for a few days before handing them out. But if people don't really want to get out and about, they don't really want to be handling things or knocking on doors, we also have got a Just Giving page so that people can donate money and we can make up the boxes for them.
Oh, how brilliant. What a clever idea.
Yeah. So if you go to our website, which is chsgroup.org.uk, and search shoebox, you'll find the link there to our Just Giving page. And another thing that people can do is, I don't know if you know of a Pay It Forward voucher scheme that's been launched in Cambridge this year.
Yes, indeed.
So though people can also donate at one of those Pay It Forward vouchers, which is also a lovely thing to be able to do.
Fantastic, fantastic. When do you need all this stuff by if people are wanting to prepare boxes?
Yeah, so we're accepting the boxes between the 16th of November and the 17th of December.
Right, okay.
It gives us time to quarantine them for a bit and then distribute them.
Fantastic. We want to beat last year's record, or just to do it again would be nice, wouldn't it, in these tough times?
It would be so nice, yeah. And I think especially, as you say, after the year we've all had, it's really nice to bring some light and some loveliness into everything.
Well, fingers crossed, Michelle. It's always lovely to talk to you. It's always lovely to hear. And good news that the kids are sort of getting some focus and that things are starting to show signs of improvement. Let's hope it stays that way. Good luck with it all, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.